Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December the 10th, 2021. Tis the season, 18 and a half minutes past the hour. And we're in the midst of two big things here at WWGH Radio. We've got the big fruitcake toss coming up Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m. right here at WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street. All you have to do is toss a fruitcake underhanded, and the person who throws it the greatest distance will be this year's Fruitcake Chucker Champion. Interesting. You can nominate anybody to be in this. Now, right now, we have the list as it stands, as one of our listeners, Scott, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, and Ted Williams. Now, we learned last hour that Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards could not attend due to previous engagements, but they were honored to have been invited to do this. So now, we need some other people. If you want to call in and nominate yourself or nominate somebody else, feel free. Now, I do know one of our listeners is calling Sheriff Bales, calling Superintendent Ron Arusi with the Marion City Schools, I believe calling City Councilman Kai Mead, and also Prosecutor Ray Grogan at this point. And if they want to get in, that's fine too. Also, you could call them. If you call their office, I think they're all in right now, and tell them you've nominated them and you want them to attend Tuesday at 6 to 7. They might do it. Or anybody else. There are business owners here in town. I was trying to think of some people. Well, Linda. Nobody's put in Linda here at the station. Let's see. Who else is not in? Well, nobody's put in Santa Claus. Who else might be a good nominee in the community? It can be anybody. And like I say, you can put in yourself, and it costs no money. All you got to do is give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we will broadcast this on Tuesday night from 6:15 until 7 o'clock. Now, the bottom of the Christmas tree just started blinking. Now, how odd is that? We put this Christmas tree up the night before Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden, here on December 10th, the bottom strand of lights starts to blink. Is the studio haunted? What is that all about? In any event, that's how the fruitcake toss will go. Does anybody else want to be entered at this point? You'll be the Fruitcake Chucker Champion. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Hello? Well, I think we lost that caller. If that's you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. And if you do win, distance-wise, on Tuesday night, you will be the Fruitcake Chucker Champion for a year. That is a title you will have for a year. And you will also win a prize that night here from the station. Now, the side bets in this whole fruitcake toss are kind of interesting. Scott called in earlier and said that if he wins, I have to eat one piece of fruitcake the next day on the air. Adam has been training in the gym and posting things all over social media. He thinks he's going to win. Glenn says he wants to beat Adam, a little inner office thing. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I listened to your program Friday night. Did you have the mayor of Caledonia on?
The mayor of Caledonia, let's see here. I know she was there. I think she was on for a minute or two, yes.
Well, I would like to nominate her.
Oh, the mayor of Caledonia. Okay. April Morrison, right?
That's right.
All right. Do we know if she'll be able to participate?
I will check on it for sure.
Check on that and give us a call back to make sure she can be here Tuesday night.
I will do that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, I know I definitely did meet the mayor of Caledonia, April Morrison. So our caller there is going to check on April Morrison, the mayor of Caledonia, and see if she would like to participate in the fruitcake toss on Tuesday night. Now, see, that's the way this should be done. Very interesting. That's somebody I never would have thought of, and I just met this past Saturday at Christmas in Caledonia. And Police Chief Jay McDonald. Now, there's another one. There's a good guy. Former Sheriff Bailey. You know, he's around here in town doing something. I don't have his phone number right offhand, but if you can get in touch with former Sheriff Bailey, he was always a very right-minded guy, or any business owner, to be honest with you. Nominate a business owner if you would like to. Anybody, but I like that. The mayor of Caledonia, and we'll find out if April Morrison can participate in this. Now, are there mayors of these other... Caledonia has a mayor. That's a village of about 500 people. But I don't know if some of these other... Like Clarendon, I don't think they have a mayor. I don't know how that all works. But you can nominate anybody you like at this point. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to nominate anybody for the fruitcake toss, please do. The more the merrier on Tuesday. And if you can't make it out here to witness this, we will be broadcasting it live from 6:15 until 7 p.m. But nominate anybody. Nominate your hairdresser. Nominate your the person who works at the grocery store. Nominate person, let's see, who does your nails. Nominate the person who delivers your mail. As long as you can come in contact with this person and they know and accept to show up here on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, it's a done deal. We'll put them in. And we will have a lot of fun, I'm sure, on Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m. Okay, that's where that stands. Also want to let you know that Santa Claus will be in Founders Park tomorrow, Saturday, December the 11th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Don't miss that. And there will be a coin ministry at the Colonial Coin Laundromats tomorrow, December the 11th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Those are located on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street. Those are absolutely free to go to, so don't miss those. 740-383-9944. Also, you can still get your letters off to Santa Claus, but you got to do it quick. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Or send us a Christmas card, WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Don't forget to put your return address on the card or on the envelope so we can get a card back out to you. And I have to say that Well, let me put it this way. I have to say that I have not got the cards out yet. But I did do some work last night on having a special WWGH card put together. So hopefully, by the end of this weekend, I will have the cards out to you, the listening audience. I have all your addresses, and I will try to get the cards out to you this weekend. But if you send one in after that, we still will respond. I'm just going to try to get the ones out that I've already gotten here at the studio. Okay. Well, we've got the Debbie Boone tickets. Those still hang in the balance here. We're going to be doing the drawing today at 12:55. It's two tickets to see Debbie Boone at the Palace Theater this coming Sunday at 3 p.m. Now, you'll not only get two tickets, but you will get a free CD, and you will get a chance to meet Debbie Boone after the show, get an autograph, and take a picture with her. So a whole lot of fun. Now, here's how we do this. Ted Williams is going to call in here at one point this morning, and he is going to answer three questions. Now, you have to call in before he calls in and give us your prediction to how he will answer these three questions. And for every right answer you have, you will be entered into the competition to win the Debbie Boone tickets. Now, the three questions are, what is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food? What is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas movie? And how many Christmas songs can Ted Williams name in 2 minutes? Now, call in, put your guess in, 740-383-9944. We're going to talk to Ted before the morning's up this morning. Now, so far, in the Christmas song category, we have had guesses of 5, 9, 4, 25, 15, 10, and 6. In the food category, we have had ham, cookies, and pumpkin pie as our guesses. In the Christmas movie category, we've had Miracle on 34th Street, Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life, and Home Alone as the guesses. Now, does anybody want to call in and put in their guess? Remember, if you get it right, you could win tickets to see Debbie Boone, or tickets to go to the Columbus Zoo. The Columbus Zoo lights, I hear, are very good this year, and we will also have those. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. A whole big weekend of Christmas activity. Now, the passes to the Columbus Zoo will be good through January the 2nd, and the Debbie Boone show is on Sunday. Now, you do not have to come to the station to get the Debbie Boone tickets. If you win, we will just tell you how to get those tickets. So don't worry about that. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here if you'd like to guess on these questions. And remember, if you're not a Debbie Boone fan, it is just a big Christmas concert. You could give them to your preacher, your minister, your pastor. You could give them to your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your mail. It's a nice Christmas gift. Two tickets to the show, and the tickets are a little, you know, the tickets aren't cheap, let's put it that way. And a free CD. Just a nice day out for a member of the family. So if you win, you could give it away as a gift. 740-383-9944. Tickets to see Debbie Boone. But you got to give us a guess on our questions. How many Christmas songs will Ted Williams name in 2 minutes? What will be his favorite Christmas food? And what is his favorite Christmas movie? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Or if you want to enter somebody into the fruitcake toss coming up on Tuesday, you can do that as well. 740-383-9944. Make that telephone ring here this morning. You know, we did this newspaper from 1941. that we got the other day, Marianne Starr from 1941, we never did get the answers to the questions we had here. I believe the questions were, in 1941, how much was a 3-pound bag of fresh coffee at Kroger? How about that? Does anybody know that? That's still dangling out there. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll answer some of those questions. What are they?
Let's see here. What will Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food be?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. That's not a bad one at all. And what will be his favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know movies too well, but is there a Grinch that stole Christmas?
Yeah, Grinch that stole Christmas. We can put that in there, the Grinch. And how many Christmas songs will he name in 2 minutes?
Seven.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Peggy.
All right, Peggy, we got you in here. Have you heard anything back from the mayor of Caledonia?
I have not, because she is teaching at the Y.
Oh, okay.
At the moment.
Well, whenever you hear from her, let us know.
I will.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's nice that the mayor of Caledonia makes it out to the Y to do some teaching. It's always good to stay active. Well, you know what? There might be a real good entry for the fruitcake toss if she's out there teaching at the Y. All right. And we're waiting to hear back on some of the other entries, including the prosecutor, the sheriff, superintendent of Marion City Schools. Who else is out there on the question list right now for the fruitcake toss? Oh, Kai Mead, First Ward City Councilman. Could be a big night. Could be a banner night here at the station. All right, is anybody else going to guess here? Get yourself some tickets to Debbie Boone on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. All you got to do is give us a guess on the three questions we have here. How many Christmas songs is Ted Williams going to rattle off in 2 minutes? What's his favorite Christmas food or his favorite Christmas movie? And I don't know the answers to these questions yet because I have not told Ted what questions I'm going to ask him when we talk to him. So there's that little caveat as well in this whole thing. All you got to do is put a guess in. So far, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 entrants into the competition. We'd love to get a few more here this morning. All you got to do is call in and give your guesses, and we will get you into the competition. And I have said, if you get all three right, if by chance somebody gets all three right, I'll just give you the tickets. Because if somehow you're able to get all three of these correct when they come out of Ted's mouth, I'll be really, really impressed, and I'll give you the tickets. And I don't think any two people have answered exactly the same way at this particular point. And I honestly don't think that anybody's going to answer exactly the same way, because the number of songs in 2 minutes is such a wide open question that I doubt anybody's going to be exact on that. All right, 740-383-9944. Who wants to answer the questions here to enter to get a chance to win the two tickets to Debbie Boone on Sunday at the Palace at 3 p.m.? Again, two tickets, also a free CD, also a chance to meet her and get that CD autographed. And also, don't forget that you can give these away as a gift, a prize, which also is not bad at all. Okay. Also, if you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, feel free. How many names have we ended up here with? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, right now confirmed. 16 people confirmed. But there are still some people on the outskirts of this. We have not confirmed April Morrison, the mayor of Caledonia. We have not confirmed Sheriff Bales. We have not confirmed Prosecutor Grogan. We have not confirmed Superintendent Ron Arusi. We have not confirmed First Ward Councilman Kai Mead. So there are still five people out here who we have not confirmed. So you never know. But there are 16 people already confirmed. 16 people confirmed for the event. But there could be more. You know, if we get up to 30 people, 25, 30 people, wouldn't that be great for this big fruitcake toss on Tuesday? So as I say, if you're sitting there thinking, should I get into the competition? Call in and nominate yourself. Get in the competition. If you know somebody out there is a regular listener to this station and you want to call in and nominate them, feel free. If you want to nominate somebody who is on this station, people have done that. Anything you like, any person can compete in this. As I have said, there is no age limit. There is no money involved. It could be a man. It could be a woman. All you have to do is underhand toss a fruitcake. And it's really almost like a baseball game, to be honest with you. It's kind of like the Olympics, because there are some real competitive people here. Ted Williams has texted me and said he's going to win this because he was a pretty good baseball player in his younger days. Adam is posting things on social media saying he's going to win this thing. Glenn Coble has said he's going to beat Adam. He's going to be the number one station personality in this competition. Scott says if he wins, I have to eat a piece of fruitcake. And he used to be a sports player, a sports team teammate. So he wants to win because he wants to see me eat this fruitcake. So you've got all kinds of stuff going on here in this competition. But again, my pick is still Ralph, because Ralph has done this before, and he's in this. Now, I'm trying to remember how far the fruitcakes were actually tossed when we did it 3 or 4 years ago. Seems to me, underhanded, they go about, maybe 13, 14 feet. I think because there really is no roll, as I've said, to a fruitcake. You really just have to know how to toss it. So it's 13, 14 feet, I think, is where we were. 12 foot, maybe about average. 12 foot's quite a way. I mean, you've really got to lob it. And also, you have to hope it doesn't hit the ground first, because you only get one shot. And again, if you throw it high, a lot of times it doesn't go very far. It goes more vertical than horizontal, and horizontal is the way you want it to go. All right, does anybody else want to get in on this? 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to guess on our questions here this morning to get in to win the free stuff here? All right, here comes a call. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you get somebody that's played softball before and pitch softball, well, they can really underhand toss it.
Now, are you excited to listen to this on the radio Tuesday night?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a real, I mean, forget those football games and basketball games and all that. This is going to be a fun event to broadcast, because we will have interviews, we'll tell you how far they threw the fruitcake. It'll be fun.
It'd be nice to get some girls played softball that, you know, is pitched.
Well, now, looking at this list, we've got 16 confirmed and a few out and about area right now. Who do you think's going to take this?
I think Adam might do it.
You think the old windpipe's going to pull this out?
Yeah, I think he's going to give him a nice, good windup and you know, possibly pull it out.
So you don't think that Scott, who wants me to eat this fruitcake, is going to pull this out on moral value?
Well, I don't know, Scott. I don't really know Adam either, but...
Well, what about Glenn, who is, you know, he wants to, only thing he wants to do is do better than Adam.
Well, I think he might be a little bit too old and he might pass out.
Well, Glenn might not make it to the next to the fruitcake thing. Well, what about Ted Williams though? He used to play pretty good baseball.
Yeah, he might have played softball too.
But see, you also can't discount Lily Smith, apparently the youngest. Now, do you know how old Lily is?
Eight.
Now, okay, there you go. Then we've got everybody from 8 to 91 in this thing. That's a pretty good age range.
Yeah. Who's 91 now, Mary?
Now, see, I'm not going to... No, you're not going to get me in trouble that way.
Oh.
No, but yeah, 8 to 91. 8 to 91. And Mayor Kellogg, you don't know. Mayor Kellogg's pretty spry. I saw him at the end of the summer.
I bet you he's played softball before in his day, too.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised if he pulled it out. And then you've got, well, hey, I might win the thing. People are going to discount me. I'll do anything to get a fruitcake out of my face.
Well, you like baseball. Have you played softball before?
I have, and you never know.
You know, some of those guys that can really, you know, throw that ball underhanded, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, another one who's kind of a dark horse in this is Jason Schauber. Now, there's a young guy. I believe he's a farmer, city councilman. You know, he could pull it out.
You know, in softball, they have a fast pitch and they have a slow pitch. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they throw it up real high and, you know, that's a slow pitch, but fast pitch, it's almost like a line drive. That's what you're going to need to win at.
Well, but how can we discount Ralph? He's the only one who's done it before.
Well, that's true. He might have some experience there.
But then you've also, Pastor Craig, he's not an older gentleman. He's in good shape.
He's got God on his side. So.
Well, he certainly does. Certainly does. And then how could you not praise Angie? She's in it.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all kinds of stuff going on here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I'll be shocked. You know, I won't be shocked. I'm going to be impressed when Mary Ellen wins this thing.
Yeah, she probably got a good chance, but whoever does that needs to practice a good windup.
I'll tell you who you know, old, what's his name? The man I was looking for who never did call in. Oh, his head just went out. His name just went out of my head. You know, you called him, I think.
I called him?
Yeah, remember tried to get him to give me a call about 6 months ago?
Oh,
what's his name?
The guy used to go to those meetings.
Yeah, he's very entertaining.
Oh,
I can't remember his name. Isn't that awful? Why did that pop out
Fleming,
of my head?
Don Fleming.
Nobody's entered Don Fleming. You should call and enter Don. I tell you, Don's a big guy, and he worked construction all his life.
I don't think he's doing too good.
Well, see, I don't know. I'm not really hurt. Maybe he just was under the weather when you talked to him. That was 6 months ago.
Yeah, the second time I called him, he didn't act like he really wanted me to bother him again.
But Don's got a short fuse.
Yeah.
But you know what about Dick Carey, 89 years old? When I saw him in here, he looked pretty good. I think Dick was involved. I don't know if it was construction, but he carried Lady Justice out of the courthouse. I think he could probably do some fruitcake tossing.
Yeah.
Nobody's entered Dick Carey yet.
Well, some people. A lot of times people don't know how to get a hold of these people.
Well, I think he's in the phone book. Richard Carey, I'm positive, is in the phone book.
You know, you had a lady on there the other day, and a lot of the new phone books out now, they don't have no white pages in them no more.
Well, I know that I'm almost positive Dick Carey's in the phone book. If you wanted to call and enter him, he would probably get a kick out of this. And I'm telling you, he carried Lady Justice out of the courthouse. You know, even though he's 89, I bet he could still lob a fruitcake.
Well, he might steal a fruitcake, though.
Well, that's good. He can have it.
We might have a 28-year-old missing fruitcake.
28-year. Well, if you want to work on that, hey, we got till 1 o'clock today.
Okay,
bye-bye. Yeah, I'll tell you, Don Fleming, and Don can be a little difficult now, but you can't take that personally if Don gets upset with you, because Don has gotten upset with many people, but he's a good guy. He was always good to me. Let me put it that way. I can't speak for other people. I know that some of the commissioners were probably not a big fan of his because he used to go down there and, you know, have some opinions, I should say. But, you know, Don was a big guy, big guy involved in construction. I bet he could lob a fruitcake. And Dick Carey, he carried Lady Justice right out of the courthouse there. I bet Fred Malone would know how to get a hold of Dick Carey to enter him in this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing? You're my pick.
I'm too old, he says.
I know. Well, no, I think you got it. How far did you toss it? Do you remember?
I think we had about 20, 25 feet.
Was it that far?
Yeah.
Okay. 20?
Yeah. It was about 20, 25 feet, and then, of course, I had a little high arc on mine, if you remember.
Yeah, I do remember. But, you know, I think you can take that. Now, you're going to have some competition this year because we're up to 16 people.
Yeah. You know, I figured age don't matter. I'm out there to have fun anyway.
Well, I really don't think age or male or female or any of this matters because if people, it's tricky to toss that fruitcake because if you throw it high, that's not going to work. And right. If it hits the ground, that's not going to work.
Right.
So it could be luck.
Be no damage to the fruitcake, that's for sure.
No, the fruitcake, I'm more worried about damage to the grounds.
Yeah, I'm practicing with a brick right now.
Well, that's, you know, you might want to get two bricks in your hand if we're going to compare it to a fruitcake.
Yeah, you think it's that heavy, huh?
Well, there's something else. Did you want to get in on this Peggy, or what's Peggy? I'm having trouble with names today. Debbie Boone!
No, I like her and all that, but I probably wouldn't go to it anyway, and I wouldn't want to have to give them away when somebody else could use them.
Yeah, well, I tell you, though, is there anybody you want to enter in the fruitcake competition?
Well, I've got them, but I can't get a hold of them.
I know, isn't that a problem? Well, if you get we got till 1 o'clock to get them in today, and it's nice that we got 16. I would like to see the mayor of Caledonia in this. I'd like to see Grogan and... Now, Sheriff Bales, now there's a big guy. I think he might... If he gets in it, there could be some trouble there.
I figured somebody already got him in there because he kept announcing it from yesterday on, you know, and I just figured somebody would already try to get him.
Well, you know, I don't know if anybody's called the sheriff's office. All they got to do is call the sheriff's office. He's not going to mind.
No, was that lady going to call him?
I don't know. I don't know if she did or not. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah, check that out. Hey, thanks, Ralph.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, don't just wait for one person to call, because we haven't heard back yet about Sheriff Bales or Prosecutor Grogan or Kai Mead in the First Ward, or who else is out there? Well, April Morrison, but she's a mayor of Caledonia, but she's over at the Y right now teaching a class. There is a call in to her, I know that. But anybody else, I mean, nominate anybody. Again, age is not a problem here. We've got people in this from 8 years old to 91. We've got males. We've got females. We got the whole thing. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Do you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss? But you got to make sure they're going to show up Tuesday at 6:15. That's the only caveat in this whole thing. And again, Mayor Kellogg, you never know. Mayor Kellogg is still in good shape. When I saw him here, when was he in? August? Late August? Early September? He was doing fine. So, and Mary Ellen's in good health, doing fine. You know, it could be a surprise. Jason Schauber, you know, again, there's a city councilman. He seems to know what he's doing. I don't know, though. Somebody picking Adam to win, I just don't see that. You know, I know Adam, and I know he's in training, but, see, Adam is somebody who I think might try to not throw this underhanded, but I'm going to be calling the event from the porch here with a microphone, and if I see him try to overhand this or... I don't know what he might try to do. It's an instant disqualification. Instant disqualification, because we can't have people breaking the rules. It's got to be an underhanded toss. You got to bring your arm back and toss that thing out. That's the fruitcake toss. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I got somebody we could try to get in, but I don't know how to get a hold of him.
Who's that?
Daddy Wags.
Oh, Daddy Wags. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yes, it would.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I know how to get a hold of him, and I will send him a message to see if he would do that. You know, I tell you, this is a Jim Ganahl event. He likes folklore, and he's working at... I know he answers his phone, because that was part of the interview we had, that he answers his phone. He likes quirky stuff like this. I don't know why somebody doesn't call right now on Channel 6 and ask Jim Ganahl.
He even there yet?
Oh, yeah, he does the noon news. He does the early shift now.
Because I don't watch Channel 6 that often. So
yeah, tell you what, call Channel 6, and if you call them right now and ask for Jim Ganahl, they'll put you through. You heard him in the interview. People call and ask him all kinds of strange stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that, and you try to get a hold of Daddy Wags.
And I'll try to get a hold of Daddy Wags.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to meet my heroes, even though they say don't meet your heroes.
Well, no, he's a good guy. I think you'd enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, I would love it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, now somebody's working on Jim Ganahl. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? Jim's a good guy. I had a lot of fun with Jim was it October? October or November when Angie and I went down with Jim. What a good guy. Let's see here. Well, somebody could call Colleen Marshall. Wouldn't you like to see Colleen lobbing a fruitcake? I'll try to get a hold of Daddy Wags in this next break and see what goes on there. I don't know. He might do it, might not. You never know. It's hard to tell. Buckeye Guy, nobody's said anything about Buckeye Guy. I'm trying to think of some people. But again, it doesn't have to be somebody well-known. We've got a lot of well-known people in this already. It can be anybody. I mean, I like just anybody getting in this. Who would be? Well, nobody's entered Mike McGinnis. Remember Mike from My 600-Pound Life? Now, there's a guy. He was a football player. Big guy. I think he's about 6'8". Still in the 500-pound range. Now, he could lob a fruitcake. Nobody's nominated Mike McGinnis to get in on this thing. Kind of interesting. Now, he would have been a surefire person, in my opinion, to put in the old fruitcake toss. You know, we need some music here that night. Somebody should nominate a musician to come down and perform for us. We'll be on the air. Don't forget that. If you can't come down to the event, we'll be on the air 6:15 to 7 p.m. that night, calling all the action of the old fruitcake toss. 740-383-9944. All right, we've still got the Debbie Boone tickets as well. Zoo Lights tickets. All right, here comes a call. Let's see if this is something important. Go ahead, caller.
I tell you who's really big in community events is Tara Dyer.
Tara Dyer. Now, I think
I don't know who knows how to get a hold of her, but that'd be right up her alley.
Well, she's on Facebook. I know she's on Facebook.
Well, anybody else that gets on Facebook, get a hold of Tara Dyer.
Well, I'll tell you, Tara Dyer's on Facebook, and so is Mike McGinnis.
There you go. They'd be great for it.
Now, don't you think Mike could toss a fruitcake?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, do you have Facebook?
I do not get on Facebook.
Oh, well, somebody else is going to have to be persuaded then, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, yeah, Tara Dyer, very community-minded person, no doubt about that. Some of these people, if you're on social media, you could get a hold of them. Tara Dyer, I know, is on Facebook. Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life, he's on Facebook. And they answer pretty quickly if you send them a request. But they've got to be here. That's the thing. They have to participate. They've got to be here on Tuesday, December 14th at 6 p.m. to lob that fruitcake. That's the way that one goes. 740-383-9944. Apparently calls being put in to Sheriff Bales, possibly Police Chief Jay McDonald, possibly Prosecutor Ray Grogan. I believe one is being put in to, who else did we have? Oh, Jim Ganahl. Did I say that already? Jim Ganahl. And that's pretty good. April Morrison, the mayor of Caledonia. 16 people confirmed so far, but it would be great to get more. You know, we got to fill a half hour at a time during the broadcast on Tuesday night, which will kick off at 6:15. What probably will happen during this broadcast is, from 6:15 to 6:30, we'll interview the people as they arrive. 6:30, we'll toss the fruitcakes, and then we'll interview the winner. So, won't even know who we're going to be interviewing. Like the old Wide World of Sports says, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. And who will get this fruitcake underhanded, tossed up in the arch it needs to be? Not a lot of women in this competition, I got to say that. We've got, so far, we've got confirmed Mary Ellen Withrow, Lily Smith, Judy Smith, Angie. So those are that's our women contingent at this particular point. Would love to have some more women in the competition tossing a fruitcake. Now remember, a fruitcake is, it's not a light thing, and these will be actual fruitcakes. Not the fake variety, if there is such a thing, not a fake fruitcake. This will be a live fruitcake. So if you've got anybody you'd like to, and Ted Williams, I'm telling you, Ted Williams might be the sleeper here. He was a good baseball player. I do know this. In his younger days, he could take it. 740-383-9944. Who's going to enter the big tossing fruitcake competition, the big fruitcake toss, Tuesday night here at the station starting at 6 p.m.? Anybody else going to get in on this Peggy Boone ticket competition here? Two tickets to Peggy Boone, Saturday. Not Peggy. Did I just say Peggy Boone? Oh, Lord. Debbie Boone. Debbie Boone at the Palace on... well, there goes that Broadcaster of the Year award. Slipped right away from me. Debbie Boone at the Palace. Maybe Peggy Boone will be there as well. Debbie Boone at the Palace on Sunday at 3 p.m. Two tickets to that show, and you'll also get a CD of Debbie Boone's and a chance to meet her after the show, get your CD autographed, and take a picture with her. And you can give this away as a gift. You've got till Sunday. You don't have to come in here today to pick up the prize. We will... We'll tell you how to get those tickets. So that's how that goes. Any more entries in the fruitcake toss? Anybody else want to get in the competition to win the Debbie Boone tickets? We're going to give those away at 12:55 today. But you have to give us guesses on these questions. How many Christmas songs will Ted Williams rattle off in 2 minutes? What is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food? And what is Ted Williams' favorite Christmas movie? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. All right. I think we're going to head into break here. Remember, we're not doing the drawing until 12:55, so there is still time. We have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up next hour here on the station. Don't tune away from that particular program. All right, we got a call coming in here. Let's take the call before we bounce out here. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you for all the Peggy advertising.
You're in my brain today.
Thank you, because I have my tickets to Debbie Boone because we're in the rockin' 90s.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Now, so now, man, what rockin' 90s? So how far in the rockin' 90s are we?
92.
Well, how are things?
Pretty good. But I wanted to also say my favorite song would be for your commentator. Is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, that is a great song. Is that the Mariah Carey version?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, at 92, you like Mariah Carey.
I do.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm so glad you called in. How's Mr. Mounts doing?
You want to speak with him?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Good. How have you been? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, been Not bad for 91, I guess.
Hey, not bad at all. So you're going to the Debbie Boone concert on Sunday?
That's what we're planning, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear. You know, I was thinking about you the other day when we were talking about Pearl Harbor. Do you remember Pearl Harbor?
Vaguely.
Yeah, it's not too many people left who remember that now at being 80 years ago.
That's right.
Well, I'm so glad you're still out there and doing well, and I want to wish you a happy holidays.
Okay, keep up the good work, Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Mounts. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey, there you go. We're going to take a break. Come back in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
No poetry. No romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills